Today marks the 25th anniversary of one of Mariah Carey's most enduring hits, Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker was the lead single from Carey's 1999 album, Rainbow. It reached number one on the Billboard charts and became an anthem. Here with us to talk about the song's legacy is music writer Tom Erlewine. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Lily.
So good to have you on the program. So do you remember what you thought of the song when it first came out?
Yeah, I initially thought that it sounded a lot like Fantasy, which was the single she had a couple of years before. And it does follow the same format, especially of the remix of Fantasy, which featured Old Dirty Bastard.
Why do you think it became such a big hit at the time?
I think it's because Mariah Carey tapped into different strands that were coming along in the culture, that she was able to thread in hip-hop influences into pop in a way that other artists weren't at the time. And it has a real effervescence to its beat. So I think that, and a feel to the sound that was really attractive.
Now, Heartbreaker is about exactly what the title suggests, falling for a bad guy, a cheater who isn't faithful. Let's listen to more. So what was going on in Carey's life when she released this song?
At that point, she had just separated from her husband, Tommy Mottola, who also was the head of her record label. So things were sort of in turmoil, but she was embracing the freedom that was coming from just beginning to work with a new set of collaborators. It was the last album she had on Sony, and she would move to Universal not much later, so that was a difficult transition, but this was sort of the triumphant point of a breakup that you starting to test the boundaries of what she was able to do creatively.
Yeah, I mean, this whole conversation is reminding me this week that was the theme music of my teens.
Exactly.
And she had plenty of hits before this one. Always Be My Baby is the one I think of. Where does this one fall, Heartbreaker, fall in your list of favorites?
I think it's sort of towards the middle. I think it's a really fun song, but for me, like, things like Always Be My Baby and Fantasy are the ones that, like, are at the foundation of her career. But this is also has a really long influence. It established pop singers being able to find verses for rappers. This was one of Jay-Z's biggest pop showcases at that time, and so I think that it has really long legs.
And that was before he really became Jay-Z, so famous as he is now. How did he end up on this track?
Exactly. Well, he had just started to finally gain momentum that was pushing him from the underground into the mainstream. And I think that the fact that Mariah would invite him on the record shows that she was really tapped into what was going on at the time.
Music writer Tom Erlewine marking the 25th anniversary of Mariah Carey's hit, Heartbreaker. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Layla.